Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about saving money on postage and data. And here's what happened right before the show. Jill said, "What's this show about?" And I said, "It's about saving money and all the mistakes that we made over the last 20 years and all the money we wasted and the time."
Exactly.
And she said, "Oh, like every single other show." how we made all these mistakes and why it's easier now.
And how we can help you.
It's faster and cheaper and easier and all of that.
Exactly.
You can go broke, by the way, sending out mail the wrong way.
I got to tell you, last weekend someone asked me about the script, like, you know, about how we do our show and about a script. And I said, "Oh, no. Not only is there no script, like the only thing we read is a little bit in the beginning, the question, I read it. And then we have a little bit at the end that's consistent. But other than that, not only is there no script, it is also one take. And we talk about it for 3 minutes beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, what's it about? Got it. Ready. Go. So this is truly how it's what comes out of our mouths is what unfolds in our heads.
It's unedited.
It is. And it's so
just the beginning and the end are edited.
Sorry for you. It's not more. It's not cleaned up. It's
I'm sorry that your
edited.
Standards are so low that you have chosen to listen to this show.
This is real. Sometimes we say things wrong. Hopefully we recover and save each other. It's good. Thank you.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Marcus asks, "I want to reach out to a few in the counties I'm looking at because there isn't much to go by on land, watch, sale, etc. Should I just call ahead, make a day of it, and pay them cash? I don't want to waste their time or ask them to do it for free. Thank you." Interesting. So he wants to reach out, I guess, to some other members in the counties he's looking at and pick their brains.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it would go.
Here's how it would go. "Hi, I'm a new member, Jill, and I would like to see how much success you had in Mojave County, Arizona. I mean, are you ready to retire there? Because I'm thinking about sending 300 or 400 letters out just to kind of see. So would you recommend that, or do you think another
Click.
County would be better?" Here's the answer that you're looking for that no one's going to give you. "Oh my God, Marcus, yeah, you should absolutely send
Here's how I do it.
Data in Mojave County, Arizona. I just made $82,000 there. I'm thinking about sending more, but I want to invite you to my party and I want to share the wealth. I want to spread all the wealth around for this hard work that I've created on doing a perfect mailer and priced well and everything like that."
I mean, there's a point that we do all help. We really do all help each other. Let's be honest. We have a really good community. We really help each other. However, it would be unfair to expect someone, as you would also, Marcus. Say, Marcus, you took you 3 mailers to get your pricing perfect, you know, in this county.
Turn
and now you got it.
Exactly.
And do you really want to say, just help us to tell everybody, don't worry about it. I'll be the trailblazer in every county for everyone. I mean, we want to help each other. We want to encourage that. And on the other hand, it's some of it, you just have to be realistic. And this is everybody has their own individual businesses running here. That's an interesting too.
Think about it like this. You know, a guy who's a young guy and you like him a lot and you're a fisherman and that's how you feed your family and make your money. And so one day this kid comes to you and says, "Can you just teach me how to fish? I'd love to know how to fish." You're obviously doing extremely well for you and your family fishing. And so you say, "Absolutely. I would love to teach you how to fish. Come on over here. I'll show you. This is how you bait the hook. This is a fishing rod that I use." And
What we have done.
Which is what we do. You give it the basic information, how to do it. You show them. Take a little video even. But
now you say, go out and find your own area.
And then the next day, you resume your life. Mm-hmm. And you feed your family and you go fishing, but you don't report back to the youngster on a daily basis about the exact best fishing spot with GPS coordinates every single day. You just don't do that. If you did, you'd be an idiot.
Thank you.
I mean, I you know, Jill and I go back and forth on this all the time. We get calls and constant things from our successful, really successful members saying what she said yesterday. Can you please stop it? Can you guys please stop sharing so much information about how to do this?
Oh, well, what we do, well, too, and we're very careful when members, we have, you know, there's calls that we have, consulting calls with our members, and that stuff's private. You know, that stuff's off the record. We have, there's a, it's like, what's the attorney-client privilege or whatever that is? It's kind of like that.
So take
and, it's unfair. It would be so not cool of me to do, hey, well, I just got off the phone with this guy. Here's what he's doing. And it's working out great. Can't do that.
Right.
Thank you.
If you look at what other members are selling on their website, you're going to know a lot. You can tell a lot from that.
But you know what? The best thing I can say, Marcus, is go out and make your own way.
Yeah.
You
find your
what?
Own spot.
Find your...
There's fishing holes out there that even the most advanced people have never even considered.
Wait a minute.
Sending mail.
Wait a minute. I have it, though. Marcus has already narrowed it down to the couple counties. He's done all his homework. This is the bigger point of this whole question, everyone. And this is what we saw last weekend. He's already narrowed it down. He thinks that somebody kissing the offer letter for him and sending it on its way is going to... He's looking for confirmation that he's right and to do it. He's a little bit afraid, and this is, I think he's overanalyzing. I think he wants to talk to one more person on these few counties he's narrowed down before he goes for it, and that's wrong. Just get it in the mail, Marcus.
Or come to the live event or schedule a consulting call.
And we'll make you get it in the
mail. Jill or me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you flat out. That's what these consulting calls are for.
Yeah.
They're not for us to make. We don't need the extra money. The only reason that we charge for these consulting calls is because everybody would schedule them if they were free.
Right.
So schedule a consulting call. Have your mailer ready. And this is not a commercial.
We'll talk about it.
And I'll tell you, you are dead on here. This is what happens in a lot of the good consulting calls. They have they're exactly where Marcus is. They have multiple spreadsheets ready to go with pricing in them and 10 or 15 counties. And I say, do this county, and this county. Leave these three out. You need to price. This is over a half hour or an hour on Skype. You need to price this, increase this, decrease this. You're going in way too hot here. This is the wrong product type. I mean, it's that detailed. So I'm happy, by the way, to share this information. I'm happy to give you the GPS coordinates on the most recent watering holes that where Jill and I have had success, just not through this venue.
Thanks.
And by the way, it's a great question.
Awesome.
You're moving through your career nicely.
Today's topic?
Saving money on postage and data. This is the meat of the show. As I said right from the beginning of the show, there is no faster way to go broke than sending out bad mailers and spending too much on postage and spending too much on data and then never seeing a return. I mean, that's what everybody's afraid of, right?
Right.
Oh my God. We talked about this in the last live event.
I don't think that's what they're afraid of, but go ahead.
I asked the whole, everybody there. Why? We all know this works. Everybody agrees. This works. We have multimillionaires in this room that make it work, us included. Why don't people send mail out? And here's what I think. I guess we have differing opinions
on
this. I think that's because it costs money and people don't want to spend any money.
I think it's even before that. I think it's before that. So I think this show is about the people that are there. But I think even before that, like Marcus, they're afraid to push the button. If I send out mail, they're going to call me back. And I'm afraid to answer the phone.
Oh.
That's really what I think that they're afraid of. And they want to make sure they price them right. You know what? You might be a little bit off. And we all talked about that last weekend. If you come in too high, your phone's going to blow up. Everybody wants to sell. You're like, well, I figured that out. Come in too low, you may get a lot of hate, but you'll still get some stuff. We all talked about that.
And here's what's going to happen. Both of those things in your career.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
You are going to get in a car accident in your lifetime. So don't be shocked when it happens. Prepare for it.
What? Not everyone.
Everyone's
going
to get
in a car accident. You use that example. Not everyone's going to get in a car accident. I'm sure. You know, if you've not been in a car accident in your life, will you please send him a message? Because I think there's people out there.
You need to drive a little harder.
No.
If you haven't been in a car accident.
It's okay. So I love how you were explaining to me about...
I love to shock you.
...how we got to this point and how we're able to... how we save money on postage and data and how we help others save money on postage and data. So please, will you start with the postage part?
Yes. So you have exactly three choices to get an offer in the mail. You can... lick a stamp and smack it on there, and you're going to do about 7 to 10 of those an hour. You can send
by writing them and all of that.
Yeah. Well, let's just talk about postage costs. This is probably the largest.
I can lick more than 7 stamps an hour.
You're a special licker, Jill.
I like to see you lick a stamp 7 to 10 an hour. What the heck? By the way, there's no licking anymore.
I don't even think
you can lick. Can you even get a lickable stamp?
I thought you liked the slow licking approach.
That's really.
Versus a fast.
What do I do? Do you think that I savor it on my tongue?
Yeah.
Awful. That's gross. What are you doing? Could you imagine? Leave Jill alone. She's licking stamps. Is there a buzz that you could get off that glue or something?
Oh, I'm referring to something entirely different.
Oh, that's awful. It's awful.
What is this?
7 to 10 an hour. That's my new thing. Nice.
Stomach hurts.
Okay. Sorry.
You can put a stamp on an envelope manually, which is what Jill wants me to say.
Hopefully faster than 7 to 10 an hour with a self-adhesive.
You can send it. Send all your stuff to a commercial printer who prints out 4-color bleed catalogs and does stuff for, like, I don't know, who's a big catalog company still? L.L. Bean or whatever?
Yeah, there we go.
There's commercial printers that handle all that stuff. You will go broke if you do it that way. Or you can send it to Offers to Owners, which is a company that Jill and I own that only does exactly what you're about to do, which is send offers to owners. And therefore, we have all the consulting and all that stuff that is built into the cost of the mailer. So you get all that for free to make sure you're doing it right. And it happens to be the cheapest place to do it. It's cheaper than click-to-mail. It's cheaper than yellow letters. It's cheaper than all of those by leaps and bounds, quite honestly. And you
why
don't get the customer
cheaper?
Service. I don't know. I know why it's cheaper, but what do you want me to say? It's because our costs are cheaper.
Because of the volume. Because of our volume, and we choose to not offer that much.
We send hundreds of thousands of units out a month. Hundreds of thousands.
So we could charge more.
The bulk discount that we receive as a group is staggering. So you, as an individual, if you go to one of these professional print places, it's just your mailer. So if you're sending 1,500 out, that's a discount you're going to get. With us, it's just cuckoo cheap. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like we scrape the bottom.
We choose to charge as little as possible, enough to keep the lights on and our staff in their seats. And also, what's funny is the individual who is leading our company right now, Omar, is hell bent on making it cheaper. We are less than all the biggies right now, and he wants to make it the cheapest. And the only way to get cheaper is volume wise, or the way he's doing it, the way Omar's doing it, which is getting our own commercial license that we're working on, our own bulk mail license, and bringing it down even further.
Yeah.
So
that's how you conquer postage. Mm-hmm. For this specifically, if you're going to print a catalog, don't call us.
Right.
Yep. For postage.
For data.
I mean, for data, you have two choices. There's three data providers, first of all, that are worthwhile: RealQuest Pro, Title Pro 24/7, and DataTree, which is First American Title's data arm. They're assessor data aggregators. We are licensed providers for all three. And when you have a subscription with us, you have access, nationwide access, to all of their stuff for one price. It's the membership fee at 10 cents a record, regardless of what you pull.
Not for DataTree, right?
Yeah, well, we will include DataTree in January
of
next.
It'll be a separate little thing.
Year. Right.
Yeah.
So if you walked into any of these places and said, I want, again, it's economies of scale situation. I want to join. They're going to say, great, it costs you this amount per month and this amount per data record that you pull. And those numbers will be dramatically larger than if you joined our group.
Exactly.
Again, this is 20 years of us doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You know, one of the reasons that we started this membership is that we can get cheaper mail.
Right.
For the mailers that we send out as a group, and then pass through the cost to everybody else was kind of secondary. Well, now it's like a big deal. Everybody's talking about it, but we selfishly wanted to create a bigger group so we could get the lower cost data and mail.
But not that big. Remember, last member.
So that's how you save money on postage and data. You know, like Jill says constantly, you got to get the data from somewhere. And this is as cheap as it gets. The only other thing that you can do is go buy a list from China that's 22 years old and try to do it that way. Or you can call the county.
That's what I was going to say.
Call the county and get the tax roll. Some counties will send it to you, and it's just a gobbledygook mess. You have to have a PhD in data analysis to figure it out.
I
tried that.
Love. I wonder too, there's a few counties that it supposedly for free will give you some information, but what's funny is that's where everybody is probably, and I question that they're getting they certainly don't get 363 lines of data, which is what we pull. Let me just back this up. Let me let you know this. When we pull data, like the core of our members, we use CoreLogic, RealQuest Pro, their product. We have 363 rows of data. It's that detailed of what I'm getting. I can get things like, I'm trying to think here. I get improvement percentage. I can get the mortgage information. I'm getting, if I'm doing houses, I can get 3-bedroom, 2-bath. I can get square footage. I get, is there a pool? I can get what kind of roof it has. I can get, is it north, south, east, west facing? I, you know, subdivision. It's like, I mean, just imagine, dream it up. And I know on our, I think on Offers to Owners, there might even be a column that shows you what's possible. If not, Omar can tell you what's possible, but it's amazing.
We're all set up to do this. We're not mixing it up with other things and trying to be one thing to everybody and all of that.
So that's true. I think well said.
We figured it out.
We did.
Well, you did it again. You spent another 15 or 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we talk about managing acquisition deal flow that you've created. Jill just referred to it. She just said, oh my gosh, my phone's going to ring after I send this mail out. What do I do? We'll
exactly
talk about that.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was good.
Really doesn't get any cheaper.
I know.
I mean, there's only so many ways, different ways you can say it.
Right.
Our way is the best way. If you don't like it, move on.
For what we're doing, it's the best way.
Yeah.
That's it. So, thank you. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes and YouTube. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.